You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a place for you to reconnect with your inner and higher guidance to navigate your path and purpose. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs, an author, speaker, mentor, and energy forecaster who moved out of a job in public relations into a whole new life, one intuitive nudge at a time. And I believe you can follow your intuition and change your life too. Terms like intuition, clairvoyance, and spirit guides all get thrown around with a lot of interchangeability. But when we know the difference between the types of guidance and where it comes from, we are better placed to not only trust that guidance, but to actually follow it. So let's explore today what the difference is between inner and higher guidance. When we can discern the difference, we can act accordingly. So let's first start with looking at what inner guidance is. So the clue here is in the name. Inner guidance is sourced within us. Inner guidance comes when we connect with our rich inner world, and not just our rational mind, but instead when we connect with our feeling, intuitive self. So there's actually three key things here that I tend to think about as inner guidance, and that's our intuition, our four bodies, and our spiritual heart or true self. So let's just quickly have a look at each of those. So our intuition is inner guidance. It is that part of us that I call our little sage. It's that wise inner counsel. We can think of our intuition as an internal navigation system, a gentle or perhaps not always so gentle push or pull in a particular direction, a hunch, or just somewhat a vague feeling that we need to make a change or a particular decision. So based on all of that internal data, I see this as inner guidance. Now, four bodies is another way that I think about our inner guidance. And so I want you to think about the reams of data that is available to us from our four bodies. Of course, those four bodies being our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. So look, the spiritual body, technically, I would count as a higher guidance. But if we thought of it just in terms of our energy, for example, our chakras or aura or other energy centers in our body, then these four bodies fall under inner guidance. So these four bodies are constantly providing clues through those physical, mental, emotional, and in this case, energetic layers that are giving us a great deal of knowledge and wisdom about ourselves and our current situation. And so when you think about those four bodies, they're, I guess, contained within our human self. Yeah. So this is why I think of the data from our four bodies, the physical sensations, our emotions, whatever's happening in our mental body, but also the flow of our energy through our energy field falls into inner guidance. Okay, and so I also mentioned that our spiritual heart or our true self is also a kind of guidance that I group under this inner guidance category. So you may have heard me talk about, or you've read in my books, I often talk about the difference between our head and our heart, with our head being that logical, rational part of us, while our heart is akin to our spiritual home, or the portal, I guess, where we connect with our true self. So in terms of inner guidance, this can come to us through our spiritual heart. Like I said, it's as if it is a portal to the higher realms, but it is relayed to us through a physical or inner gateway. So I don't necessarily want you to get too concerned about the technicalities of where your information is coming from. But I do, especially if you're new to this, encourage you to be curious about how it feels. Does it feel like it's coming from within you? A feeling, a sense, a thought, an energy? Is it in your heart, or even is it in your gut, that home of intuition? By being curious about where the guidance is coming from, you can act accordingly. So our inner guidance comes by knowing ourselves and our bodies, by understanding our own needs and wants and desires, and by also recognizing our little sage's way or our intuition's way of guiding us where we need to be. So let's then turn our attention to what is higher guidance. So while inner guidance refers to the wisdom and counsel we can glean from our intuition, our four bodies, the spiritual heart, the higher guidance refers to the guidance we receive from beings or energies beyond our own self. And so here, higher guidance is really opening us up to the world of spirit and non-physical guiding beings. So essentially, our spiritual support team. Now, I'm going to touch on a couple of different non-physical beings here, but this is nowhere near an exhaustive list. It is some of the more common types of higher guidance that I at least talk about, but you may have other higher guidance that you connect with as well. And so as you're listening to these few examples, start to also consider the difference about how you receive this guidance, how it feels, and chances are it's going to feel quite different or differently from your inner guidance. So the first example of higher guidance is our higher self. And yes, the name here actually gives it away. So I think of the higher self as the version of you that exists on a higher plane or dimension, yet it is attached to you in this particular lifetime. So it is different from your human self because it isn't bogged down by the physical reality of the earthly plane. It's not preoccupied with our mind's perceptions, and it's certainly not influenced by the reality of duality that we as humans experience. And so I count our higher self as a higher guidance because it exists outside of us on that higher plane, even though it is very much a part of us or connected to us. So for example, if you've tried the Meet Your Higher Self meditation, which is available on my website, we connect with the higher self in that meditation through actually rising up into the higher dimensions. We may still receive the information with body or inner guidance clues, but the source of that guidance is higher, as in a higher dimension beyond the earthly plane. Now, another form of higher guidance is our spirit guides. And so we actually have a range of different spirit guides that make up our spiritual support team. And so I've given them the name Spiritual Support Team, or SST, because it is typical that we will have at least one main spirit guide, but a whole host of other non-physical beings that we have access to. And the fact that they are non-physical, they exist on a non-physical plane, means that they are higher and beyond our physicality. Perhaps I need to point out there that higher doesn't always mean better. It just means that there is not the same heaviness and duality that is experienced on Earth. Now, our spirit guides are assigned to work with us as we navigate our life's path, our lessons, and our purpose. So in that way, they are separate from us also. They are actually their own beings. They exist on a higher plane, and therefore, as separate entities to us, they have to be classed as higher guidance. So again, there's a Meet Your Spirit Guide meditation on my website. And if you haven't connected with your spirit guides before, I highly recommend it. Something like that meditation may help. And so we start to be able to energetically or clairvoyantly sense, see, hear these beings in a way that's different from when we listen to ourselves. Now, amongst this higher guidance are angels, archangels, and ascended masters. Now, I will often call on these beings when I am channeling, particularly if I'm channeling for a group, and maybe if you've come to one of my events before or heard me channel live, you may have heard me call in this particular type of guidance. So, there is actually an entire realm where these angelic entities reside. They are different from a spirit guide, and they have their own, for want of a better word, hierarchy, and archangels sort of sit beyond that. So, like our spirit guides, angels and archangels are very much available to us for guidance and insight, but this is also true of ascended masters. And even though I call on ascended masters, I've got to say I don't actually spend an awful lot of time specifically connecting with them. I'm sure they're present, but I haven't spent a lot of time actively exploring these ascended masters. So again, they are another form of non-physical being that exists in, you know, these higher realms. And again, we can call on their wisdom and their insight, their loving energy to guide us and support us. Now, I am going to include here our deceased loved ones. And earlier I made reference to higher is not necessarily better. And this is why. So when our loved ones, our family members, friends, you know, our human friends leave the earthly plane, they continue to exist at a spirit level and a soul level. And from Earth, we can access the realm where they are in order to communicate with them. And this is why it is possible for people like myself, although I'd argue I think anyone could do it if they really wanted to, that is why we have mediums. They are literally the medium between this world and the realm where our deceased loved ones exist. Now, here is my word of caution. Just because our loved ones have crossed from Earth to these higher planes, It doesn't necessarily mean that they take on this all-knowingness. And we don't need to necessarily listen to or adhere to any insight or wisdom that they impart. And look, this is also true of our higher self and spirit guides and angels and archangels and ascended masters and all the other beings of light. Here's the thing. The closest way I have come to describing this is like a ladder, and these realms, as you get higher and higher along the ladder, the more insight, the more spiritually evolved this being is. So a really crude way of explaining this is that our deceased loved ones are on the bottom rung. They're only one step up from where we are here. And that is a different rung from our spirit guides, from our higher self, from the angels and archangels and ascended masters. The higher up that ladder you go, the more pure, for want of a better word, the guidance becomes. So, technically, yes. Based on my definitions, our deceased loved ones are from a higher source, but not necessarily a better one. So let me give you an example, and I've used this in my books before. My grandmother has passed away, and, you know, I miss her dearly. And in life, she was quite mischievous. On the other side, she is still quite mischievous. And so I factor that into any guidance or insight that I may receive from her. Of course, I am always grateful to connect with her, but I will take her input into consideration with my entire board of advisors and my entire spiritual support team. So, hopefully with some of those definitions, it starts to give you a bit of a sense on the difference between inner and higher guidance. But let's come back to something I've been reiterating right throughout this episode, and that is how you can actually tell the difference between your inner and higher guidance. So the biggest clue to discerning if you're receiving insights from your inner or higher guidance is actually by how it feels. So our inner guidance will communicate with us through physical senses. So like those four bodies, we're getting clues and information through our emotions, our physical sensations, possibly even physical ailments. There's data coming through our hearts, through our energy centers, through our energy field. Higher guidance, however, often feels what I would describe as once removed. It is often as if I am lifting up and into a realm where data is communicated. Yes, there may be physical sensations and my body may be receiving information, but it is felt differently. For this reason, I think our inner guidance is typically easier to notice or to feel. Because more often than not, we're familiar with our physical senses. Our higher guidance, though, often requires the use of our non-physical senses, or what I have called elsewhere the six C's. So these are those terms that essentially all start with clair, which means clear. So clairvoyance is clear seeing. Clairsentience is clear sensing, or really bluntly, intuition. Clairgustance is clear tasting. Clairalience is clear smelling. Clairaudience is clear hearing. And claircognizance is clear knowing. Now, many people will dismiss their higher guidance, particularly if they're not actively pursuing it or asking for it. They'll dismiss it because it's not familiar, or it possibly doesn't feel as safe or as tangible as those physical senses. However, when we cultivate those six C's, we can better receive and understand the impressions of that higher guidance. So we can be on the lookout for other communication from the spirit realm, and they will often try to reach us through our dreams or just before we enter into a sleep state. But often their messages come through cycles and repetition, like signs and symbols, and the messengers we receive. So have a think about, what kind of guidance do you receive, and which do you actually trust more? Is it your inner guidance, your intuition, four bodies, and that true self or spiritual heart? Or are you more open and willing to connect with or to recognize the guidance from those higher planes, your higher self, spirit guides, angels and archangels or ascended masters, other beings of light, or indeed the loved ones who have crossed over? When you pay attention to your insights and you become very curious about how they feel and where they come from and what they're providing insight on, there is more data and hopefully more trust that you develop in your own guidance, whether it is inner or higher. Hey, you've made it to the end of another episode, but maybe you still want more? Hit subscribe on your podcast app so you never miss an episode, or sign up at helenjacobs.co for my free weekly energy forecasts so they land in your inbox every Monday morning.